This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the actual opening of the show. Hopefully you're with us for the pregame, as we call it. Kind of like a football game where you have a pregame announcer talking about what you're about to see in the game, some of the highlights, and that's what we'll do today. The first highlight's got to be Michael Cohen weeping in court, sentenced to 36 months in prison. By the way, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you were not with us for the pregame, Wayne Allen Root, War, as my good friends and fans call me, and here at Newsmax, it's War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, but I give it its own name, Root Reaction. We're reacting to the biggest news story of the day. Now the day is done, and you get to react too. So call the number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You want to comment on this witch hunt against President Trump. Michael Cohen weeps in court, sentenced to 36 months in prison. Now, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I only play one on TV, and I don't mean on this show. I mean, I really do play lawyers in TV ads. For 8 years, I was on radio and TV day and night in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the only non-lawyer spokesman for a law firm in the state of Nevada. And I still do it on radio in California and other states. I studied law for 4 years, pre-law at Columbia University. I'm not a lawyer, don't claim to be, but I play one on TV and radio. And I got to tell you, as little as I know about the law, it's not as much as a lawyer, but it's probably more than most people, I've never heard of someone being convicted or pleading guilty to crimes so minor as Michael Cohen, facing 5 years in prison, and for all his cooperation, they give him 36 months. He barely got anything off his time. He only faced 5 years in the first place, and they gave him 36 months. Gee, that's not really a very big thank you, now is it, for all his cooperation? Here's a guy who ruined his life. Here's a guy who ruined his career. He's never going to be a lawyer again, I would assume. He's going to be disbarred. And even if he was a lawyer, no one would ever use him again because he wore a wire on his own client. I would stay away from lawyers like that, like the plague. And he's also going to have a hard time in prison because guess what Michael Cohen is? A rat. When you're a rat, they don't treat you very nice in prison. You're a rat, Michael Cohen. You've got the worst image in America. So you're done. You're finished. President will never give you a pardon, unlike the gentleman who stood up for him named Paul Manafort and didn't run like a crying baby and tell everything that ever happened in his lifetime and blame it all on Trump. And that's what he did again today. He cried in court like a little baby and blamed it all on Trump. What a loser. What a loser. Wow. You got what you deserved. I'm glad they gave you 3 years. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly. I interviewed him earlier today. There's so much more to talk about, but I want to go to Bill because he's a brilliant guy. He's a wise guy, and we want to hear some of his wisdom. So without further ado, Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allen Root with the great Bill O'Reilly, king of cable news, number one on cable news for 16 years in a row. Remarkable, and number one in books as well. He's got a big hit with Killing the SS. Well deserved. I read it. Great book. Perfect Christmas gift. Go to Amazon or your favorite local bookstore and get Killing the SS. 5-star recommendation from yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. Bill O'Reilly hit the nail on the head again. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for the nice plug. I appreciate you reading the book.
So the Michael Cohen sentencing, what kind of message is Robert Mueller sending, and what's going to be the impact on Trump, if any, moving forward?
Well, it's a complicated situation in the sense that the U.S. attorney in Manhattan prosecuted the case. Mueller referred it. Cohen did some bad things. He got nailed for it. He's going to jail for 3 years, prison, federal prison. You know, he wants to get Trump now, Cohen does. He knows a lot about the president, being his personal attorney for years. So I think it's just a messy situation. You know, is it a we can't have people dodging taxes. That's the Cohen thing about paying off the women and all that. I just think that's a nothing. But dodging taxes, that's something. So it looks like Cohen got what he deserved.
Right, but it's important to note that dodging taxes wasn't Donald Trump's problem. It was Michael Cohen's problem.
Yeah.
Totally unrelated.
There's no doubt that they used Cohen and whatever he did. I have the AP report here. It's very foggy. He pleaded guilty in August to evading $1.4 million in taxes. So as soon as he evaded paying the tax on $1.4 million, they had him. And they said, okay,
right,
if you give us stuff on Trump, then you might get a lighter sentence. And that's how it all does. That's what they do. So everybody should know that.
All right, let's jump to a topic near and dear to my heart and most Trump voters and almost every Republican in America, illegal immigration. Why is everyone suddenly want political asylum in the United States? And by the way, I saw a poll, a major poll came out 2 days ago, I believe it was. I mentioned it on my show, and I said 750 million people around the world would move tomorrow if they could. It didn't necessarily say they'd all move to America, but they all want to go somewhere else, and I assume most people would choose America. Why does everyone want political asylum? Why does everyone want to leave their country? And what if we let them all into our country? What would happen?
All right, the poll you're referring to, it's from Gallup, and it said 750 million people around the globe would move if they could, 159 million of them to the USA. Okay, so we know that. We know that if you're living in Africa or Central America, South America, many places, you don't have anything, you don't have any potential, there's no hope, the government's corrupt, the economy's bad. So where do you want to go? You want to go where the action is, and that's the USA or Europe. So that's not a surprise. The other situation that you asked about asylum, the people smugglers, which generate most of the illegal alien entry to the USA, have polled poor people. If you get to the USA, apply for asylum, and you can stay for 3 to 4 years, because that's how long it takes to hear the asylum cases. So do that, and you'll be able to stay there for that amount of time, and maybe you'll get asylum, but even if you don't, well, you don't have to show up at a hearing. You can run around. You can do what you want.
Right.
And so now we have a record number of people applying for asylum. It's a ruse. It's a con, a scam. And everybody knows it. But again, we're not a united country in how we deal with it. That's the real thing that bothers me. Americans are not united in saying, no, we have to have a sane immigration system, and we have to have immigration law that's obeyed. We're not united. A whole party, the Democrats, don't want that. So you have chaos.
Let me spring a question on you about immigration, because I always wonder. Democrats claim they're for the DACA kids, and I'm not for the DACA kids. I think if your parents came here illegally, that's a bad thing. And so I don't want to reward you, but I would compromise, and I would let the DACA kids in if you built the wall, funded the wall, ended chain migration, and ended birthright citizenship. Why wouldn't Democrats take that deal if they really care about the DACA kids?
Well, all President Trump had to do yesterday in that dog and pony show was stop the conversation, look Schumer and Pelosi in the eyes and say, why do you object to the wall? Why aren't you allocating the $5 billion amount? What is the problem with the wall? And they'll go, it's not effective. And then you can bring in the Border Patrol chief, like we did yesterday on BillO'Reilly.com, or you can bring in the Israeli security chief and say, we built the wall and it worked great. And you can just knock them down on the facts. But they don't want a wall because they don't want strict immigration control.
Correct. Bingo. Bingo. So, and by the way, you could bring in Harry Reid, who's my neighbor. He lives one block from my house, behind walls and gates and armed guards, and nobody gets in without government-issued photo ID. Isn't that hilarious? I mean, I think it's hilarious, but...
He's the one that killed Case Law. What a villain he is.
You mentioned the meeting yesterday. We're short on time, but I want to get one more question. You mentioned the meeting between Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer. Did the president do all that on purpose? Why would he want it all to be on camera and on record?
Because he knew he was getting pummeled in the press for 10 days because of the Cohen stuff and Mueller and all that. And he wanted to show he was strong. That he's still going to try to do what he promised to do in the campaign. And he wanted everybody to see it. So it was contrived to have him confront Pelosi and Schumer over the border.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, Merry Christmas to you. Hopefully I'll see you next week. So we still have a couple more of these get-togethers. But either way, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a reminder to everyone that at Christmas time, you need a great gift under the tree, Killing the SS, the latest runaway bestseller, number one New York Times bestseller by Bill O'Reilly. It's available at bookstores and at Amazon.com. And Wayne Root gives it his highest recommendation. I happen to be Jewish. It happens to be a topic near and dear to me, the SS, the Holocaust, going after them after the war. What an entertaining book, and left me feeling fantastic. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, Wayne, appreciate it.
All right, Wayne on the route. How much time before we go out, Chris? Just seconds? 45 seconds. All right, enough for me to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, my great friend Tip Herridge. He's right a lot more than he's wrong, I'll tell you that much. I've been a witness for about 15 years now. He started his VRA Insider newsletter 15 years ago. He's beaten the markets, and he's beaten Wall Street 14 out of 15 years. If you're in the markets, let him prove it to you. For a limited time, here's a Christmas gift wrapped in a bow. Kip's offering a full VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Check it out. You're not paying the thing for 2 weeks. And then put it under the Christmas tree for your dad or your husband or your wife. VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now.
Money.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I finished off the last segment by mentioning my sponsor, VRA Insider, and I wanted to make sure I got the full effect from my great sponsor. I take care of my sponsors because they take care of me. Without them, there is no show for you. They write the, they sign the front of the checks, so you don't have to. So you get to watch this show free as part of your DirecTV, Dish TV cable. I mean, obviously none of them are free, but this show is free as part of your subscription to cable or satellite TV because these guys write big checks to make sure the show's on the air. He's a big conservative, big time capitalist, big time Wall Street guy early in his career, and then he turned on Wall Street. He realized Wall Street sucked. He realized that Wall Street isn't out to help the consumer or the client or the investor. It's only out to help itself, and he formed Vertical Research Advisory, global investment and economic newsletter to help you, and he's performed just top of the heat, man. 14 out of 15 years, he beat Wall Street. The numbers are incredible. And this is his Christmas gift to you. 2 weeks free, VRAinsider.com. Only to viewers on Newsmax and listeners on USA Radio. You get it free for 2 weeks. Never done this to anyone, anywhere, anytime. 2 weeks free. Just go to VRAinsider.com and click on the two-week free membership because you are a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Become the smart money and learn the truth about crushing the markets at VRAinsider.com. Thank you, Kip Herridge. So I told you the Pew survey's out, Out of 27 nations polled, zero of them want more immigrants to move to their country. That's just a fact of life. Liberals try and make it like we're racist, we're bigots, we're horrible people, but we're the majority in every country in the world. We don't want lots of foreigners moving into our country. The lying media tries to convince you that's racism. That's survival. That's survival, man. The United States won't survive if you fill us with millions of foreigners, especially illegal foreigners, whose goal in life is welfare, welfare, welfare. And I proved to you earlier this week, I think it was on Monday, today's Wednesday, it was either Monday of this week or Friday of last week, a new study was out, just about two-thirds of all immigrants in this country are on welfare, and 70% of non-citizens in California are on welfare of some kind. So the numbers are staggering. Jeb Bush was wrong. Jeb Bush is a fool. They don't come here out of love of family. They come here out of a desire for welfare and food stamps and aid to dependent children and thousands of other free housing and free schooling, free food at school, and don't forget, of course, free health care. Everybody has got a free health care. Oh, that's got to be the centerpiece of America. Well, yeah, you're right. If you want 90% tax rates, that's the centerpiece of America. Every poor person should get free health care, and every foreigner from around the world should come in and get free health care. And in order to do that, you could pay 90% tax rates. You could work 16 hours a day and give the government all of your money. Isn't that a wonderful way to live life? What a quality of life. Let's give the government all our money so poor people can get free health care and free school and free phones and free contraception and have their housing paid for and have their fuel paid for. I mean, there's a program for all of it. And don't forget, they get food at school, breakfast and lunch, and then they pack them something to go home for dinner because their family and their mom is incapable of making them dinner. She isn't capable of buying dinner. She's incapable of shopping. How about when the weekend comes on Fridays, they give them tons of food because no child could ever make it through the weekend. Look, my father was a butcher, a blue-collar butcher, and we always had wonderful food on the table. My mother was a stay-at-home mom, and my father wasn't a drug addict, and he wasn't a bum, and he was home with the family, and he stayed married till the day he died for 50 years, and that's what makes America great. That's what makes American exceptionalism. That's what makes a person great. All these single family homes, single parent homes, and everybody's on welfare. The mom's out working, or the mom's on welfare, or the mom's on the street corner, but it doesn't matter. The mom's on drugs. The kid's got no one. So, of course, they need food to go home because there's no one to cook for them. So sad, so tragic. But nobody understands. Liberals have created all of this. Our society is just, it's like shot through. There's nothing there anymore. There's holes where there used to be connection. There's holes where there used to be parents who loved their children and made dinner and lunch and breakfast for their children. You know, I never walked to school in my life. My mom drove me. Every day she drove me to school. She picked me up from school. She always packed a lunch for me, or she made me come home at lunch, and she made me lunch. My whole life. That's why I'm the person I am. My mom, Stella Root, my dad, David Root, my great-grandma, Manta Reese, my grandfather, Simon Reese, they made me who I am. And these kids don't have any of that. Everything's free, 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 free. Do you know the migrants on the border said, we will go home if you give us $50,000 each? Otherwise, we're entitled to come into America. We're going to break into your country. They extorted President Trump. They want $50,000 each. They're waiting in Tijuana for his answer. They haven't decided what they're going to do if he doesn't say yes to a $50,000 per person extortion demand. Entitlement.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia. Cohen will have to report to jail on March 6th. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News contributor. He believes President Trump never should have hired Cohen.
He never had a reputation as someone who was a particularly good lawyer. He was a bit of a thug, and the president hired him.
President Trump is making a push to support opportunity zones. He signed an executive order calling for a panel to coordinate the program.
This council will coordinate efforts across the entire federal government to deliver jobs, investment, and growth to the communities that need it the most.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson will head up the Economic Council, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. I want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. Give yourself a nice Christmas present if the IRS is on your tail. If you owe tax money, if you have tax liens, if you have tax debt, if you have tax questions, IRS questions, Sam Landis is the man. It's a free consultation. You're protected by attorney-client privilege. And here's the big news. Because he was a fan of mine, when Obama came after me, and Sam Landis was a huge fan of mine, he actually represented me for almost free. Very small amount of money, a few hundred dollars a month. And I was shocked that somebody would do that for me, and I was thankful, man. I had tears in my eyes. And when it was over, I paid him, you know, a fraction of what it should have cost. If I'd gone with any other attorney in the world, I'd be broke now. Thank you, Sam Landis. You're the best. Then he sponsored my local radio show. Then he sponsored my national radio show. And now he sponsored my national TV show. This guy's a mensch. Sam Landis is the best tax lawyer in the country. And he saved my bacon, and I walked away owing not one cent. And so I went to Sam and I said, can you do this for the average person? Can you charge them a small fee? And he said, I don't know how I could do it. And it took us a year to work it out. And finally, he's developed a program that can solve most tax problems. He doesn't say all, most, a large majority. And he'll tell you on the phone if you qualify of tax problems for $190 a month. $190 a month. There's no tax lawyer in America that can compete with those numbers. Call 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, or go to the website WeHelpYou.com, the letter U. So it's WeHelp and then the letter U.com. Or numerically, it's 800-934-3578. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-934-3578, WeHelpYou.com. Thank you, Sam Landis, for helping me, Wayne Root. All right, so I'm going to take nothing but calls the rest of the show. I wanted to mention, though, I'm a big fan of Sean Hannity. You know, a lot of us are competitive in this industry. I'm not competitive. I love the guys who are on the good side. I love Sean Hannity. I love Tucker Carlson. I love Laura Ingraham. And Hannity had three guests on his show last night, and they all talked together, including Sean Hannity, about major indictments coming against Democrats involved in all kinds of corruption. Sealed indictments. Lots of sealed indictments. Big announcements coming on the dossier. In other words, the Trump fake dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign and by the DNC. On FISA abuse and on the Uranium One deal. Well, by the way, if you're going to indict people, President Trump, on the Uranium One deal, and I know President Trump watches this show from time to time, if you're going to indict people, then you ought to be indicting Robert Mueller. He was the protector and the head of the FBI at the time, the protector of Hillary Clinton. She was Secretary of State. They cut a huge deal. They sold off, I think it was one-fifth of all the uranium stock of the United States of America to a Russian group in return for the Russians giving millions and millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. It's just a scam. She's selling off the most valuable thing in America to a Russian group in return for millions and millions of dollars in donations. I can't remember the total. I think it was $140 million, if I'm not mistaken. Some obscene amount. And Robert Mueller was in the middle of it all, and he was handing over uranium samples to the Russians. These are the real criminals. This is Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror, whatever you are. Accuse the other guy of that. So they sold out the nation to the the Russians. So they made up a lie because it was on their mind. We sold out the nation of the Russians. We're Democrats. We sold it out to the commies. So let's blame Trump for doing the thing that we did. That's why they even knew to come up with Russian collusion, because they're involved with the Russian collusion. And I've heard for months that there are hundreds and hundreds of sealed indictments in every state, thousands collectively across the nation, of sealed indictments against criminals against the state. I said last December, it was a very little-known executive order. Trump signed some executive order that said, if you've stolen from, basically, it said, if you've stolen from America, from the American people, you're going to get thrown in jail overnight and all your assets are going to get frozen. And I said, there's got to be a reason he signed that. He's got to be going after the Clintons. He's got to be going after the Obamas. He's got to be going after the Robert Mueller's. They're all bad people and everyone involved in Uranium One. And I think I'm going to turn out to be right. We shall see. I don't know. I think Hannity has a lot of credibility. If Hannity breaks that story and says his sources say lots of sealed indictments coming down involving Uranium One, FISA, the dossier, etc., then I think they're going to happen. And my only wish is that Trump would look back, not just to people who did bad things to him, but also to people who did bad things to Wayne Root, the IRS. All the people involved with the IRS scandal should go to jail for many, many, many years. And I'm not talking about the low-level agents, because that's not, they're not, you know, at fault. They were ordered to do bad stuff to me. I'm talking about the people who gave the orders and the ones above them, Lois Lerner and the commissioner of the IRS, who was found in contempt of Congress. Those are the people that should go to jail for many, many, many years for crimes against the American people. And ultimately, it should be Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama, if they were the ones that gave the order to go after Wayne Root. And I'm Obama's college classmate, Columbia University. You don't think he decided to go after me because I was his college classmate running on the Libertarian presidential ticket in 2008, and I told everyone who asked, what was Obama like in college? I don't know. Never saw him. Never heard of him. Never met him. You don't think that he decided to go after me and get revenge because of that? You don't think he used the power of the United States government and the IRS to try and destroy Wayne Root? Man, if you actually believe that Obama wasn't the one who gave the order, and it wasn't because I was on national TV, say, because I was asked, what was he like as a classmate? Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. He was a major political science, just like me, major pre-law, just like me, and never saw him, never heard of him. I knew everyone at Columbia in the pre-law department and the political science department. Never met him, never heard of him. Don't know anyone who ever met him or ever heard of him. You don't think Obama used the apparatus of the government to try and destroy Wayne Root? I got a bridge to sell you in Las Vegas, and it's over ocean. Yeah, I'll sell you a bridge over ocean in Las Vegas if you don't believe Obama committed crimes against Wayne Allyn Root. And by the way, Nixon used the IRS to go after his political opponents. It was part of the charges of impeachment against Nixon. So stop telling me about Trump having sex 10 years ago with two floozies, and they came to him and extorted him, and he paid them to protect his family and his marriage, and he used his own money to do it, and that's a crime. No, a crime. Crime is using the IRS to destroy Wayne Root because you don't like that he's walking around telling people that he went to Columbia and knew everyone and never met you, never heard of you, never saw you. You're the ghost of Columbia. Something's wrong. Something's been wrong about Obama's background and his story from the beginning. And nobody wants to dig deep and no one wants to investigate. And I'm telling you, he's rancid. He is rancid. If you made a movie about it, it'd be called The Manchurian Candidate. Because what would you say if I told you I went to Penn University with Donald Trump? And we were the same major, we were both pre-law and both political science, and I never heard of him, never met him, never saw him. And I have tons of friends there, and none of them ever heard him, met him, or saw him. And I have tons of people who weren't my friends, and I interviewed them at my 30th reunion, and not one of them ever heard him or saw Donald Trump. What would you say to me? Wouldn't you call him a Manchurian candidate? Wouldn't you say something's wrong? Wouldn't you say something's rancid? And because I said that, Trump used the IRS to try and destroy me, what would you say about that? Would that not be a crime? Let's flip it on the other foot. Trump's never been seen in college. His classmate tells it in the news media, and the IRS comes after the classmate. What would liberals say about that? All right, let's take some calls. We got J.D. in Vegas on line one. J.D., how are you? Wayne Root.
I'm infuriated, you know, in with this phony Democratic Party, Pelosi and Schumer. Now there's Time magazine honoring this dead journalist from Saudi Arabia and a couple others, Khashoggi or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Khashoggi.
You know, Yeah, the Democrats have been trying to back President Trump into a corner ever since this guy was murdered. Like he should go there and personally do something to the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. They never said anything about Obama when the Iranian people were demonstrating in the streets, and he never did anything to help them except give them $150 billion in the middle of a night on the private plane. But going back, you know, if I was in that meeting, I would have liked to see Trump say to Pelosi and Schumer, you're both for securing the border, right, Nancy? Yeah, well, Nancy, how come your city, San Francisco, and state is sanctuary? How come a guy comes into your city in San Francisco seven times illegally and shoots Kate Steinle in broad daylight after he came into this country seven times illegally, and then a couple years earlier, a father and his two sons were murdered in the streets in downtown San Francisco in broad daylight by MS-13 people over a traffic accident. Hey, Chucky, how about the people, the seven people that were run over in New York City just recently? And all the other terrorist attacks by illegals that I can't even remember. You might also want to go up to Massachusetts and ask Senator Pocahontas Warren about the Sonaya brothers that killed people in the streets. All these illegals because they came over on some kind of a privileged visa or whatever. I can't remember the name of it now. But I would have loved for him to tell them all of these things. And by the way, how did Mueller find out Cohen owed $1.4 million? Isn't that an IRS probe instead of his probe?
Listen, the whole Mueller thing with Cohen came because he raided a lawyer's office. No one ever raided Obama's lawyer's office for all the crimes Obama committed, including offering a $150,000 bribe to Reverend Jeremiah I Hate America, American Go to Hell, America Be Damned by G.O.D., Jeremiah Wright. When he said those things, Obama had friends offer him $150,000 to stop preaching for 2 months while he was running for president before the election. Why did we raid him? His offices. Why wasn't there a special prosecutor? Why did we go after him for campaign violations? The whole thing is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. JD, thank you for the call, though. You the man. Great stuff. Great rant by JD. And by the way, if I was Trump, I would have just sat there and said, here's the deal. I hate DACA. I can't stand it. But you know what? I'm willing to go along with it. I'll give you your DACA deal. But you're going to give me $25 billion for the wall, not $5 billion. The whole wall is going to get finished while I'm president. And we're going to end chain migration. And we're going to end birthright citizenship. And without getting all of that, I won't give you DACA. But with it, I'll compromise. I'll give you DACA. What do you say right now in front of the cameras? And they would have not known what to say because they're never going to fight for DACA because DACA doesn't matter to the Democrats. All that matters is everybody's scared they'll be deported, and therefore they'll vote Democrat, and they'll keep the welfare checks coming, so they'll vote Democrat. They want DACA to be illegal. They don't want to help DACA. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you too with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, three quick things to tell you. Flashback, Obama offered a $150,000 bribe to silence crackpot preacher Jeremiah Wright. No charges were filed. Jeremiah Wright admitted that a friend of Obama offered him $150,000 to stop preaching, and he stopped preaching for a couple months. Democrats say $5 billion for the wall is a waste of money, but the cost of illegal aliens burden in the United States is $155 billion a year. $5 billion for the wall is a waste, but we spend $155 billion a year on illegals. And by the way, that's just scratching the surface. That number does not count American jobs lost, American wages cut down, lowered, commerce affected by remittances to Mexico, health crisis due to illegal drugs trafficked into our streets, American deaths due to illegal drugs, and they didn't even mention sex trafficking. What is the cost to the lives and the mental health of little children sex trafficked across that border. I just don't even know how to add up. It's priceless, and it's frightening what's happening to our country. Honduran caravan migrants demand Trump let them into the U.S. or pay them $50,000 each to go home. Can you imagine? Extortion and entitlement with illegal aliens. And then last but not least, Congressman Al Green, who I believe is a Texas congressman, hints he's going to move to impeach Trump for bigotry. Now, I've been saying for weeks how incredibly stupid Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. Not because she's a woman, I would never say that. Not because she's Hispanic, I would never say that. Not because she's a person of color, I would never say that. Because she's just stupid. Everything she says, I'm going to do a column on all the dumb things she said. And there's so many of them, I can't keep up with them all. She doesn't even know the three branches of government. That's what happens when you elect a bartender to the United States Congress. I'm sorry, I like bartenders. I find them pretty intelligent. But they're bartenders. They're not meant to be Congress people. Until they went to Harvard and Harvard Business School or Harvard Law School and spent 20 years doing good things for the world as a, you know, professional of some kind. Then you run for Congress, not a year after you were a bartender at the age of 28. And so she's no brain surgeon. She doesn't know American history. She doesn't know three branches of government. She doesn't know how many dollars are spent by the Pentagon. She's made so many mistakes. She doesn't understand history. She compares Jewish people racing, running away from the Holocaust to the same people from Central America coming up through Mexico. What a disgrace to make that comparison. But, you know, here's a guy that might be rivaling Ocasio-Cortez in the intelligence and ignorance category. Impeach Trump for bigotry. There's no such law. You can't impeach someone because you don't like their opinions or you think they're prejudiced or racist. You can't. There is no such thing, Al Green. You're just talking about people who speak in gibberish. They don't know what they're doing or saying. And how scary and dangerous is it that they have a title next to their name, United States Congressman or United States Congresswoman, in Cortez's case. Cortez, Masso, whatever her name is, I can't remember, Ocasio-Cortez, there we go. My congresswoman, my senator is Masto-Cortez. It's very confusing. All right, let's grab some calls. We've got David in Texas on line four. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, Wayne. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think it's just hilarious that the master that Donald Trump is to bring on Pelosi and Schumer. Put them on display for the Democrat transparency hypocrites that they are.
Yeah. Well, he embarrassed them. There's no question he embarrassed them and made them look foolish. But he could have done much more. As my rant said during the show, I would have asked them why they won't accept DACA compromise in return so they get all those kids that they love so much. Most of them aren't kids. They're 30 years old, by the way. That's sweet little children. But they get them all legalized in the United States if only you'd get rid of chain migration and birthright citizenship and the visa lottery and build the wall. Why won't you do that, Nancy and Chuck? Why, you know, aren't these kids' lives important to you? No, they don't want to help them because they want the border to be open. They can't allow the wall to be built because that will limit the chances of Democrats winning for the rest of all time. They need lots of foreigners who are, you know, no talent, no skill, no English language, dependent on government and easily brainwashed and manipulated. That's what they want. That's what they need. Hey, David, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Let's take Harold in South Philly. I love guys from South Philly. He's got to be a rough dude, man. South Philly. Hey, Harold, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
See, I knew it. I knew you were a tough guy. I could tell from the voice.
Yeah, I'm a tough guy, man. I'm a Republican.
What's on your mind tonight, Harold from South Philly?
Howard.
Oh, Howard.
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 All right. Howard. 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 Can I call you Howie?
Philly.
I'll call you Howie.
You call me Howie.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell me what's on your mind tonight.
You know, with these people coming from Honduras, Guatemala, you know, my grandfather came from Moscow, Russia, all right? He escaped the Holocaust, okay? And he came over here the legal way. He didn't ask for anything, all right?
Right.
Everything he got, he earned,
right?
All right? He was the first president of the Businessman Association in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Love it. By the way, what would he say, Howie, if he heard immigrants, illegal immigrants, demanding, extorting $50,000 out of the president per person and will go home. Otherwise, we're going to break into your country. Can you imagine what he'd say? He'd be rolling over in his grave. Hey, we got to run. You hear the music. I'm sorry we couldn't take you longer. Sorry, John at Salt Lake. We'll get you tomorrow. Call up tomorrow. Start at the top of the hour. Tell my board op, Chris, we'll make you first. Wayne Allyn, War Now. God bless everyone. Have a great night. All the cops, be safe.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.